Chapter 6. Tulip. Marco Polo knew cats could be trouble, even for a toy mouse.
"Maybe she won't notice me on Seth's pillow," he hoped.
Tulip didn't make a sound as she walked into the room. She rubbed her cheek on Seth's backpack, sniffing for snacks or socks to steal. Then, Marco Polo saw two green eyes glowing in the darkness next to the pillow. She'd seen him. Tulip's whiskers tickled Marco Polo's face. She reached out her paw. Swipe! She batted him off the pillow onto the floor. Marco Polo felt her teeth close on his tail. Suddenly, he was dangling upside down.
Oh no, Marco Polo thought.
Tulip slipped out of Ben's room with Marco Polo hanging from her teeth. She carried him through the living room. She carried him through the kitchen. She pushed open the cat door to the garage. Moonlight shone onto the garage floor from the windows. It made everything look big and scary.
"Drop me near the car," Marco Polo wished. "Then the family will find me."
But Tulip sneaked past the car to an old couch. She squeezed herself into the space between the couch and the wall. Marco Polo couldn't believe his tiny eyes. In the moonlight, he could see a big pile of things. Hair ties, lipstick, markers, bottle caps, straws, plastic rings from milk jugs, a small flashlight, a gold earring, and lots of socks. Tulip dropped Marco Polo onto the pile. Some of the things had dust on them, making Marco Polo sneeze. Then, Tulip curled herself into a ball and closed her eyes.
"What if no one ever finds me here behind the couch?" Marco Polo thought as Tulip fell asleep. "I might never see Seth again. I might never see my book buddy friends again."
Marco Polo was scared. He was too scared to even pretend to be brave.
"Who are you?"
a voice whispered.